Sava, we spoke in the school Thursday about the Kurim as understanding that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the creator of the world. There's another big Yisrael in the Bikurim, which Magia also Ben Al Chaveroi and Ben Al Poshit. Yisrael of the Bikurim. Pasuk says, in the parish of Bikurim, you should come to the Kohen, that's in that time. You say to him, you announce and declare in front of the Kohen, I came to the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to me, and then go on later on, there's a whole Mikra Bikurim. So the Pasuk says, first of all, you should come to the Kohen, that's in those days. Rashi says, whoever the Kohen is in that times, don't think that maybe you have to go to the biggest Kohen, the best Kohen, the most important Kohen that was in the times of early years. It was a very chashuv Kohen. In today's Kohen, I'm not as chashuv. No, you go to every Kohen in your time. Ramban asks on Rashi, I don't understand. Means the coin that's there in the base of Mikdash now. Don't bring a coin from your neighborhood. Whoever's in the base of Mikdash now. But he says, Rashi says, it means we shouldn't think that, you know, the coin of these generations are as big as the coin from their old generations. So Ramban asks on that. I don't understand this pshat, Rashi. Mishnah, we have such a pshat earlier. The Torah talks about the shoyfe. It says you should go to the shoyfe. That's in your day. Don't think that these shoyfe are not as big. They're not as harsh as the shoyfet than they are before. He says, I don't understand. A shoyfet has to judge. And a shoyfet has to be harsh. So then Rashi has to say, don't think, oh, this shoyfet is not as harsh as the shoyfet as it was in the earlier days. The Tupas has to tell me, go to the shoyfet that's in your days. But by the coin here, all you're doing is bring him the Bikurim. All you do is bring him the Bikurim. Who cares what coin is? You know, you say, oh, maybe this coin is not as harsh. You just bring him the Bikurim. Once wanted to say pshat over here, the pshat doesn't say. When we come up to the Kohen and we bring in the Bikurim, what are we exactly doing, Rabbi San? We are, in fact, not just bringing Bikurim to the Kohen, we're bringing Bikurim to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we're showing, as the Pasuk says, he got it to you, you say in the next Barmata Elov, you say to him, She'eicha Kofli Toiva, you say to him that you are not a Kofli Toiva. You're not a person that can't show. You're not ungrateful. You're a grateful person. You're not a person that's ungrateful, ingrateful for what's done to him. You're not a person that doesn't want to show hakaras hatov. You're a person that shows that you totally feel you're showing hakaras hatov. But to whom are you giving hakaras hatov? For a matter of you say to the coin, but who are you really talking to, Rabbi Yisrael? You're talking to what? Because Baruch. Because who are you thanking for the payrus? Who we thank for Eretz Yisrael? Who we thank for this gift of this great land? Who we thanking? We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kohen is in a certain way being a Bim Kohen. Because it's very hard to show gratefulness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't see him. But the Torah wants us to be total grateful for this great gift. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what? Bring the Bikurim to a human face. Because then you won't be kafui. Then it's much easier not to be kafui toiver, boy. Said right. When you see somebody in front of him, it's very, very hard. Somebody did you a favor. A human person did you a favor. It's very, very hard to be ungrateful to that person, boy. somebody did you something so good for you. He went out and bought you this, he bought you that. Can you not say thank you to him? And how many times don't we say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's much more difficult to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahar Raya, every day of us, we're getting gifts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can I bench? I borrow a bench. I'm not so sure I bench. I don't know, I sat there, and sometimes the guy did bench. Then you realize after 20 minutes, wait a minute, I did bench. What happened? The Teretz is, the guy doesn't realize he benched. What's benching of us? Sitting there, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the few food. I mean, it happens sometimes that a person forgets to say thank you. He ate a beautiful meal, and he ate and ate and ate and had dinner and dessert. And then the lady brings out, this is the second dessert. First dessert was now lemon meringue pie. She comes out with the lemon meringue pie and says, wow, this is unbelievable. One second, I have another dessert. And she comes out with the minis. She comes out with the minis, and she has the minis, nice ice cream. She says, one second, I have another dessert. After you sit eating, filling yourself up, it's such a good Shabbos meal. Of course, it's very hard for you not to walk away and say thank you. Usually remember to say thank you. Sometimes you also forget to say thank you. But Lamaisa, usually remember. But to thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that bench. Not sure, quickly, and do that, and the bench goes by so fast, what we forget. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that to be Kurdish, being greater, thank you. So what do? We go up. And we give it to a Kohen. But the Kohen is not just Stam. He is Ki'ilu, make it easier to show that person Toy. Because we see a human in front of us. But he's really been Kohen. But it's Baruch Hu. So that's what Rashi wants to say. Don't think that the person has to be Bim Kohen Hashem. Has to be a Kohen that maybe from the previous generation to be in the place of a Kohen Baruch Hu. You have to be no. Every Kohen in your generation, he's going to be the representative of a Kohen Baruch Hu. Maybe the representative of Kodesh Baruch Hu has to be who knows who? Mashmah Rashi. But what's the point? The point is that what? The point is, replace Emerit Gavort, that we, Kodesh Baruch Hu, wanted us to be ingrained and be able to say it out loud, to scream it out loud. But he wanted to make it easier to us, that we're not a Kofi Toiva. Give it to a human being, give it to a Kohen. When you're giving it to somebody, it's much easier, Rabbi Sai. To show you HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But who's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? For Ma'ata Eilov, you say to the Kohen, but the Kohen is a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then you declare, without any shadow of a doubt, thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that you've given me. Ma'ai says, we approach Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisrael, next week, it's Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisrael. The greatest, the most powerful thing that we can enter into Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisrael, is to walk in and say thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for this year. For this year of Shtagin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us so much, Rabbi Yisrael. So the whole year we forgot, Rabbi Yisrael. But we stand up for Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisrael, and spend the time Rosh Hashanah focusing on all the good that we had this year, Rabbi Yisrael. Such a good year. Rosh Hashanah let us come to Eretz Yisrael. He gave us Eretz Yisrael. He gave us a great yeshiva. He gave us this. He gave us that. How many times, we come the next year? Rabbi Yisrael, give me this. I want this. This year, I need new shoes, Ferragamo shoes this year. I need this, I need that, I need that. So we spoke about the shoes, but the Etzem Zah first to realize that we do have to ask for everything. But how about spending a few minutes with us? And that's what I think Rosh Hashanah has also. The focus on Zechrein Lachaim, and the is behind to focus on all the good Hashem gave me till now. And to show our recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave us such a good year there now. You want another good year, person, but recognize and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, person. And I think our benching on Rosh Hashanah should be a different type of benching. It should be with a recognition of all the good that the Kodesh Baruch gave us this year. And the tefillah that we had to recognize all the good that the Kodesh Baruch gave us this past year. And now we can ask for another good year, but first to recognize. And I'm a curse, I totally think that's the best school, Rabbi Yisrael. But like Mike, we said in this, if he was saying in Rashi, if he was Mahalik, Rabbi Yisrael, it's very difficult. It's hard sometimes to talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu that way. So I think, a way of practicing this is practicing on the people that we do see. Practicing on our friends. Practicing on our parents. Practicing on people that gave us stuff during this year of us. And to walk over to a guy and say, you know what? You were a very good chavrusa for me. Thank you for a brawl of the year of learning. Thank you for a good amount of learning. Walk over to your roommate. Thank you for your beautiful year as a roommate. A beautiful zman as a roommate.
Thank you for all you do for me. You walk over to your parents and thank them for all the things they do, for the serious endeavors they make, for you to be successful in the serious person. And from that recognition by a parent, of a human, of a regular person, a person that we see, we can come on, use that as a stepping stone. It's not chasvim, it's a stepping stone where you have to show up as a person. But also, once we start in that way, we recognize the toy that we're getting, we can use that as a prayer for now to walk into Rosh Hashanah and say that and say, thank you. Rosh Hashanah is about davening for the future. The first is about davening for the success of the new year, because it's the Rosh Hashanah. And I think of all the koyach is that we know this week's parasha. The first will say this is what brings the bracha. When we recognize the Torah, we thank Kodesh Baruch Hu. When the Chinuch says in the foolish, and by the union of Brigas and Mazen, he says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is chafetz chesed. He wants to do chesed. He just needs that someone should recognize the chesed being done and say thank you. Behushi Yigrov says the Chinuch, that's going to cause. It says by the Bikurim. It says by the Bikurim, the second parasha, it says over there. That what it says by the parasha, it says, Dr. Zok Rashi, at the end of the parasha, he says, Rashi says that you're going to do it again. You're going to be zochel to do bikurim again. And once you tackle it the first time, you'll do it again. So Rashi shomart v'asisa oisa baskum v'vachosu heivayse bikurim hayoyim tishne l'shon abba. You'll be zochel to do it again. If a person thanks the Kodesh Baruch for this year, all the good that he had. Zuchu, that's the bracha that it says in the Brachos HaMozeh, that the Chinuch says, Chofetz Chesed, Hashem just wants to shower us. He just wants you to recognize it. So Gevaldika, Hechetimsin, a Gevaldika way to do that was is first to recognize the Torah that we're getting every day around us, from our Chavrusis, from our Rebbeim, from everybody around it, was that this is the time of year to thank, to give thanks, and Zuchu, Beis Hashem, to that, to recognize the Torah, the Biram Chaveiro of each individual that we do for us, for us, be Zerucha to recognize the Torah of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, be Zerucha to Tishna, Lashon HaAvah, Lashon HaTov, Lashon HaSukah, and do for us.